Prairie Land Partners Inspected. Their power inspection program is going on now, giving you peace of mind that your equipment will be ready when you need it. From mowers, gators, skid steers, and compact tractors to large ag equipment, Prairie Land Partners technicians are there to keep your equipment up and running. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment. Prairie Land
Partners. KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 18th of December. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker by Emporia Police Captain Ray Mattis as we're heading into the home stretch of the holiday shopping season. And Ray's going to join us with some shopping and package delivery safety tips here. Ray, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys? I'm doing wonderful today.
We're doing all right. How's your holiday shopping season going so far?
Well, thanks to my lovely wife, we're pretty much done. She finished wrapping everything yesterday, and we're done, I think.
Well, congratulations on that.
You're farther along than I am.
I'm envious, Ray.
Well, it's all her work. I just tag along. So
yes, I know how that's worked. My wife does the same thing. So
yep, absolutely, absolutely. Well, we brought Ray in, as Ron mentioned here. You know, we've got a week before Christmas. A lot of packages going to be opening up here on Christmas Eve, a lot more on Christmas Day. And there's a lot of us, including those of here in the morning show, that haven't gotten done yet. So, Ray, for those of us who are still heading out and haven't finished things out yet, what are some of the different things that we kind of need to keep in mind as we're either shopping or in line to get our stuff out the door?
Well, you know, if you're going to be out shopping, the things I would be cautious of is, you know, like my wife and I, when we go shopping, we pick a day and we hit multiple stores and packages are left in our vehicles. So make sure those are out of sight. They're not left in the open for somebody to steal your packages out of your car and damage your car in the meantime, you know, getting them out. Don't want to have to deal with a broken window and missing gifts at the same time. So be wary of where you're parking, and do you have light at night, you know, going back out to your car. So your surroundings, you know, typical safety things along those lines, especially. Package delivery, we're getting towards the end of that, you know.
Yeah.
So we're running out of time for that package delivery. So the porch pirates, you know, it's hit and miss for them what they're going to get on that brown box that's on the steps, but they take it nonetheless.
Yeah.
So what I can say about that is, you know, make sure if you know you're not going to be home, something you can do is maybe have your package shipped to your work, if your work allows that, for sure. If you don't have that opportunity, talk to neighbors that might be home. See if they can look out for packages for you and get them picked up. Put a security camera outside, ring doorbell or otherwise type item that you can use to deter, but also put a sign out saying, hey, we have video security. Other things we can do is you can, if you own your own home, you can put a lockbox outside. Leave instructions for the package to be put in the lockbox. So that will secure your package. Put instructions, maybe if high-end items, maybe you could have the a signature required. Downside to that is you have to be home, you know, or know when it's going to be delivered to meet them.
Right, right.
Things along those lines. Fortunately for Emporia, we just haven't had a lot of that this year, so we're thankful so far, but you never know. As people come to the end of the season, things might get a little more desperate. So.
I was going to ask, have you seen a lot of theft activity as far as packages go?
You know, I haven't seen it specifically as packages. Our thefts are just what our thefts are, kind of. Our caseload has kind of slowed down a little bit as the weather's gotten cold, so that's good. I think most people are kind of behaving for the most part, so we're thankful for that.
Indeed. How, you mentioned here about some of those, you know, just little deterrents here, just basically saying, okay, we're monitored here, especially in the porch pirate situation.
Right.
How effective can those be? Just basically saying, hey, you know, we've got a Ring camera and we're not afraid to use it on you.
Yeah, those can be real effective because, you know, they might be trying to disguise themselves, but somebody knows who they are, right? You can't disguise all your mannerisms or your clothing, or somebody's going to recognize that. These Ring doorbells and different things, sometimes they work in a Nest system. I know Ring does. I'm not trying to promote them because I have a doorbell camera and it happens to be part of my home security and it doesn't happen to be Ring, so I'm not trying to promote Ring, but I do know they have more of a Nest system where you can connect online multiple Ring cameras in the neighborhood, so to speak, that, hey, this one has one, we know to go here and look at theirs. And you can track activity through just people's neighborhood. So maybe they have a mask on at yours, but maybe down the street you can get their car going by, or somebody has a different camera. These home security cameras and law enforcement have changed a lot for us.
I want to loop back.
I think you've seen it with some of the videos that get put out by people, or just snapshots from people that, hey, this guy tried to get into my car, or this or that.
Yep.
So they're a great deterrent.
Mm-hmm. Ray, I want to get back to the shopping half of things here this morning because, one thing that comes to my mind is, we're, especially in this time, we're a week out. And a lot of us, and I've got some shopping left to do, so I'm going to be pretty scrambled mentally or locked in on one thing here, and that's just getting the thing out the door. But there's a lot of people who may well be looking over your shoulder here for some pretty valuable and pretty vital card information that they might be able to use against me.
Your credit card information? Yeah, we've seen an uptick, actually, in check forgeries, which is kind of unique because that was the hot item back when I started in law enforcement. I'm not going to say how many years ago. And it's kind of seemed that we went from check forgeries to credit card frauds up to check forgeries again. And it's been kind of unique in that aspect. But credit card fraud, I think that happens to all of us. I mean, it's happened to me multiple times where somebody's gotten my card information from something purchased online and then somehow that gets hacked and that information just sits out there on the dark web to be used years later, And it's frustrating, and it's seems like anymore it's very little you can almost do about it other than keep track and have a good bank that communicates with you. Most of mine has all been caught through our financial institutions before I was out any money, so thankful for that. But you got to guard your information. You got to protect it. You've seen a lot around card skimmers and different things at gas pumps, and these chip readers have helped deter that, but if you're entering a PIN on anything, make sure that is, you're not like, hey, what's my PIN, and talking to your wife, because that's me a lot. Hey.
Yeah, I know.
Guard those secrets. Keep your hand over it so somebody can't see you punch it in. Things along those lines. My wife and I try to skip the PIN numbers and run everything as credit so we don't have to do that kind of thing, so that's another way to guard your information. Don't set your wallet on the counter. I have a big habit of wanting to do that, getting my card out, now my hands are full.
Sure.
Set my wallet on the counter, handle that, and I may walk off without my wallet, or somebody might be quick enough to, slide a hand of that, distract me, take it away. My wife will not leave her purse in the cart. She keeps that on her shoulder so she doesn't get distracted and lose her purse. Those kind of things. I can't tell you how many in my career that I've worked for somebody left their purse in their shopping cart, and then they go back later and it's gone.
Yeah, it is gone. Yeah.
Yeah. One more thing, as we head towards post Christmas, and I think we've talked about this before, but once all the wrapping has been unwrapped and the presents are out and out of the boxes, when you set your trash out, because the city of Emporia will be accepting extra trash that first week after Christmas, and people leave their boxes and let it be known exactly what big ticket items they have now brand new in the house. So
they do. It's nice that we have curbside recycling, but your big boxes, my wife and I keep throwing my wife down this, but this is kind of how we run our house, is something to protect ourselves from that, is we actually pick up those boxes and we drive them directly out to the recycle center. It's not an inconvenience at all. It keeps those larger boxes and things like that will fill up that dumpster really fast.
Yeah.
And it protects what you have and who you have when you just drop it directly off the recycle center. So that's a great way of doing it. Otherwise, break it all the way down so it doesn't, you don't leave this, hey, I have a 65-inch TV now in my house. Or,
brand new computer.
Brand new computer. I got the new iPad. I got this. I've got that, you know. So you don't want that home burglar to come in. And if you want to, maybe get a nice German Shepherd to guard him.
That's not a bad idea.
Ugly and cuddly and warm this time of year. They leave lots of fur presents on the carpet for you to pick up all the time. They just a friendly reminder that they're around. But dogs are a great deterrent from home burglars.
Awesome. Good deal. Ray, are we missing anything? Because that's pretty much, I think, exhausts all the things that we had in mind for you here today.
Oh, well, no. I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas from my family and from the Emporia Police Department, that you have safe travels. Be careful. Take extra time. The party will still be there when you get there. The family will still be there when you get there. Go slow. Get there is the important thing, right? Make sure you're safe. Make sure everybody else is safe on the road. And we look forward to seeing you through 2024.
Good information.
Well said.
Thanks, Ray. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Ray.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Emporia Police Captain Ray Matt is joining us on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
Okay, want to let you know that right now the only morning show availability that we have happens to be Friday the 22nd. So if you would like that one, or if there's something maybe between Christmas and New Year's that you'd like to have highlighted, let us know. We can get you on the schedule next week as well. 620-342-1400 or shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com. Bob Bernheide is our newsmaker guest tomorrow. It's that late update on the Flint Hills Optimist Christmas Tree Lot Fundraiser.
And our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. KVOE live and local. Good morning, 732, 31 degrees. Weather next.
Save big money at Summers Auto Plaza by staying on top of your vehicle battery and tire maintenance. We can handle all of your vehicle needs, from our auto detailing to oil changes, brakes, tune-ups, even alignments. We're also proud to announce the opening of the motorcycle department by master mechanic Brian Klotz. So if you have anything on wheels that needs attention, call Summers Auto Plaza. It's always summer.